Welcome to ATS Mix.
And I think until you start asking questions, you know, you're just going to buy whatever's offered to you on the 6 o'clock news.
ATS Mix.
This isn't a talk show, it's a freak show.
From AboveTopSecret.com.
But also be skeptical of the people who are out there selling conspiracy theories.
The Internet's most popular conspiracy theory discussion board. ATS Mix. From AboveTopSecret.com.
In the name of Christ, just let us in!
Starts now.
And welcome one and all. It is the ATS Mix. I am, of course, Johnny Anonymous.
And I'm Dave Rabbit.
And that would make me the Barney Rubble to his Fred Flintstone.
I like the analogy better of the Felix Under to Oscar Madison scenario.
Yeah, that would work. Or it could be I'm the Spock you know to your what? Captain Kirk.
Hey, I love that. But you know what? This is what I think it would be fun to do. You know, I mean, we put photographs up for people to do caption contests. But here's what I'd like them to do. On this episode thread.
Yes.
What I want you to do is I want you to identify who you think is the personality of Oscar Madison and who you think the person is of the persona of Felix Unger. And this is the Odd Couple scenario. And then we'll just do a straw poll just to see, you know, because Johnny and I kind of think we know. And, you know,
I love straw polls.
I love straw poll. Yeah, now we're going to the 2008 political season. Here's a straw poll. We're going to see who gets the most votes for the Felix Unger personality and the Oscar Madison personality. And then you don't get Jack Diddley for anything, but it'd be fun just to see it. So anyway, yeah, you know, what's amazing, John, is that this is show 45, and until recently, and I look at the production board, you know, we are going to celebrate our half-century mark as the last show that we put up for 2007. Boy, that's amazing to me.
That is. It's totally amazing. Hey, I remember what I wanted to point out here, Dave, is that we are going to be asking our members here at AboveTopSecret.com to give us their bits of holiday cheer and wishing everybody well. And we have a toll-free number to do that. And if you would like to get a pen and paper right now, I'll give you just a second to do that. Do, 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 do. That's enough. That toll-free number.
Don't we have to pay Merv Griffin if you do that?
Only if it was original music, I think.
Oh, okay, if we hum it, it's no big deal then, right?
Right. Or maybe I'll find a MIDI version and that'll be fine. But anyway.
No, I like the humming part.
The toll-free number is 1-877-417-2204. That number again was 1-877-417-2204. 2204. That's a toll-free number for us here at ATS Mix and also for AboveTopSecret.com. What we want you to do is, if you could, leave us a little message of cheer that is 15 seconds or less. And by us, I don't necessarily mean Dave and I, but ATS in whole. You know, you can wish us happy holidays. You can wish ATS a happy new year. Whatever it is, just include whatever your member name is, or if you want to leave your real name, that's fine too. And if you flub up, don't worry about it. I can do great jobs in the editing department. And we might even include it in a special end of the year show that we'll be doing. I just wanted to throw that in there, Dave, because I like to try to include the members as often as possible.
Hey, this is Jackalope. Hey, hi. Dave and Johnny, up yours!
Yeah, that's not necessarily the type of cheer I'm looking for.
And we weren't talking about the Bronx cheer either.
Or one of those, give me an A! Give me a T! Give me an S! What's that smell? Yeah. Ats! That smells ats!
I want to ats you a question.
Sorry.
This intro's going south. But anyway,
you know, all 12 members are really hating us right now that listen to the show.
Yeah, we're real popular. Well, you know, this is a good show. And I mean, all kidding aside, this is a great show. It's with the CEO of the LLC Network, Above Network. And that is our boss CEO, Bill Irwin, a.k.a. Skeptic Overlord. And I think everybody's going to really enjoy it. Great, some great topics, some great conversation. And I think they're going to have some fun with it, John.
Absolutely. And so should we do it?
Let's do it!
And now it's time for a different view. This is the Skeptic Overview.
It is another excellent edition of the Skeptic Overview, and we're glad to have with us one more time Bill Irvin, the Skeptic Overlord. Hello, Bill. How are you today?
I'm not so bad. Well, it's snowing here, but the Bills are winning, and I'm talking to you guys, so 2 out of 3, what the hell?
Yeah, and I'm watching the Cowboys, and they're coming back finally to where they're going to take over the lead with Detroit, which is really scary. Detroit scared me anyway, but so yeah, it looks like they're winning too. So it's a good day for everybody. John, how's your team doing?
Well, I have a non-existent team, and so they're doing great.
Well, then they must be doing good.
They're doing great.
All right. Well, Bill, you know, we the Skeptic Overview has become a real popular show for us because everybody wants to hear what the CEO of the LLC Above Network has to say and his opinions about what he thinks are hot threads. And, boy, you've really picked some good ones this time. So why don't you start us out, and let's look at what is hot right now on AboveTopSecret.com.
Okay, well, this one caught my eye as I started to review the ones becoming popular, as they all do, for a couple of reasons, and maybe we can get into those later. But first, it's titled, Ex-Italian President Says 9/11 is an Inside Job. And this is now a 9-page thread with 30 flags in the 9/11 forum based on an article from Prison Planet. And by the way, I'm just so impressed with Alex Jones and his cadre of websites and events and DVDs. I mean, really, no one has turned the events of 9/11 into such a lucrative profit center.
Am I going to need a disclaimer for this?
At least a tongue-in-cheek. But anyway, the article opens, and by the way, this story did not originate on Prison Planet. He literally took the ball and ran with it. The article opens, former Italian president and the man who revealed the existence of Operation Gladio, Francisco Cossiga, has gone public, I hope that's the way to pronounce his name, has gone public on 9/11 telling Italy's most respected newspaper that the attacks were run by the CIA and Mossad. And that this was indeed common knowledge amongst global intelligence agencies. And one member, soon after, Ipsedixit, responded, yes, that's Ipsedixit. We got to love the name that some of these members pick when they sign up, don't we?
Sorry to sidebar us here. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I love it. I mean, where else are you going to hear somebody with that name speak intelligently about conspiracy theories?
I was going to name a dog Ipsedixit one time and just decided, nah. Go ahead.
Anyway, he writes, I think that one of the reasons this gentleman has come out at this time is that the horses are long out of the barn. It's too late to impeach Bush and too late to change the direction of American foreign policy, unless, of course, Hillary Clinton can come up with some imaginative way of doing it, but I don't think we can rely on Hillary. That's my editorializing of his post. But it's a good immediate response to this article. And one of the things that I think our listeners and maybe even more ATS members need to be aware of, especially the people in the truth movement, for those who want the short version of why this story and this person, Francesco, is important to this, is he played a significant role in creating a very real Operation Gladio. This was an intel network that operated under NATO auspices and carried out rogue bombings and attacks in Italy and, in fact, rumored throughout Europe. In fact, this group is credited with creating the modern concept of the false flag operation.
Right.
And they even created that terminology for their activities. And these activities appeared always as they did a few bombings that he revealed and things like that, always to be the fault of internal domestic or global terrorist organizations. And his revelations contributed to a major internal investigation in 2000 where hard evidence was uncovered that the attacks were indeed being overseen and sometimes planned by U.S. intelligence agencies. Yes. Take a moment for that to sink in. So that's why
Well, that kind of blows my mind, you know. I mean, it really does, you know.
Right. So here is a 2000 investigation just a year before 9/11 where this guy is talking about U.S. involvement in Europe and the Middle East in planning false flag terrorism attacks.
Wow.
smoky-filled room.
So that's why the truth movement is running fast and heavy with this in a near orgasmic way recently. And but one of the things that caught my eye about this story, and I really haven't seen it much, is if you do some research, and I've been aware of Operation Gladio for a while, and if you do some research into it, what they've done and the actual false flags that they did, most of them were in Italy in just after World War II to sort of prevent the Eastern Bloc from getting a foothold in Europe, but they were going throughout the 90s. Most of what they did were very small operations where they took advantage of pre-existing assets on the ground, like real terrorists. You know, they inspired real terrorists to do these acts, or they infiltrated the groups and had them do the acts that way. And they were always really, for the most part, real terrorist operations, but under their control.
Right.
And that part isn't mentioned when the Truth Movement discusses news stories, because that sort of flies in the face of their grander schemes of you know, hundreds or thousands of bombs in the building and holograms and wherever else these Truth Movement theories are going. So that's the interesting part about this, where it's they're sort of running fast and heavy with the story, but then when you dig into the story, what this guy did is nothing like the conspiracy theories the Truth Movement are pushing in regards to 9/11.
Bill, just one minor sidebar, and I mean, you're very astute on this particular thread, and I've read quite a bit of the things. Is anybody of significance as far as the leaders of countries or whatever? I mean, are they really coming out of the woodwork now and saying, this guy is absolutely nuts? Now I'm referring to the Italian president, the ex-Italian president. I mean, is anybody really saying, you know, this guy is just, you know, tooting his horn or whatever, or is everybody just kind of letting it go?
You know, I went and specifically for about an hour today searched on contemporary articles about this guy that have come out since his revelation, and I can't find any where there is an attempt to discredit his story. There is more just the silence. And so I'm sure we may see some at some point, but we need to remember is this guy's history is truly terrifying. He really is in the elite of the kind of people that could scare literally anyone, even presidents. And,
in fact, it's been rumored that he was involved with the CIA for many, many years.
Exactly. So I think we may likely see just silence in this case because of how formerly well-connected and well-organized this guy really was.
Well, okay. We've beat this one as much as we can. Well, let's go on.
Excuse me, can I just add one thing? Want to add this little bit here. The ATS Mix Show has coming on board here, hopefully sometime this week, if it works out with our schedules, to be able to have the sole survivor of the Twin Towers, William Rodriguez. And he might, even though he probably doesn't have a lot of information that he can share in regards to like threads like this, I'm sure it's going to be very interesting for anybody that is concerned and involved and has researched the 9/11 attacks.
As is the spirit of ATS, we have a thread where our listeners and members can go and post questions that they'd like to hear Mr. Rodriguez answer in your interview, which is great. And kudos on you guys for getting him involved in ATS Mix.
Well, you know, just briefly, you know, I chatted with him for 15 minutes. This is just a super nice guy. I mean, he really is. Just level-headed, just really a wonderful person, and everything I've read about him and everything I've researched about him is just, I think it's going to be a lot of fun for the ATS members, and I really hope they really get into it because he's really a great guy.
Yeah, it's okay, a real honor and privilege to have him.
Yeah, all right, let's move on to CIA. So, yeah,
this next one, and I think you're going to be really impressed with the segue I make from this topic into the topic I'm lobbing up for discussion. Yeah, so this thread, the CIA destroyed Al-Qaeda interrogation video, and this is a popular news story throughout the country. It was even discussed this morning, Sunday morning, on the typical talking head news shows. Right. It's a 5-page thread from our alternative news forum, and the snippet from MSNBC in this article is the CIA videotaped interrogation of Abu Zaba, okay, never mind, the first major Al-Qaeda leader captured but later destroyed the tapes, current and former intelligence officials tell NBC News. The video, meant to instruct other agency personnel, as well as serve as an internal check, included video of subjecting the terrorist to waterboarding and the interrogation technique that simulates drowning and is the most controversial of the many techniques used in high-value al-Qaeda detainees.
Right.
And the first reply in this thread just was, it makes reading these threads so much fun.
I love it.
fourth Doctor Who fan, and it reads, "Good! I'm glad they destroyed the video. It prevents some loser with an agenda from leaking the video, which prevents the whiny crybabies with their faux outrage from saying how bad America is and that the U.S. tortures prisoners. Give me a break. Nothing in the video is considered torture, except for the few who even believe that using harsh language is torture." Wow. So, but get two posts later, it gets better with the response from member DEFCON 5. "What an uneducated point of view you have on things. I suggest going back and learning something called history. Waterboarding is torture, and the U.S. government has prosecuted people who have used this method in the past. Waterboarding was used by the Spanish Inquisition, the Gestapo, and the Japanese. It can cause extended psychological and physical damage, including death. So how do we justify using a method that we have made others serve prison time as a war crime?" Which is an excellent point.
Right. And then, of course, he gives a snippet, if you will, to what waterboarding is, you know, the technique of it.
Yes, definitely. And it's intense. I think you can actually, most people are familiar with the technique from the Mel Gibson conspiracy theory movie.
Right.
If you remember, waterboarding played a central role in the interrogation of Mel Gibson in that movie. So if anyone wants to know what it's like, there you go. That's it.
Right. And that's a perfect example, Bill. That's a good one.
Yeah, so you get a lot of it's in the culture in the conspiracy theories anyway. But I think this is on currently the second last page of the thread. The member Saint Udio follows up this back and forth madness about the waterboarding and whether or not we should be using it or not with an excellent post that proposes, let's consider Director Hayden's revelation of the destroyed tapes being destroyed in 2005.
Right.
His announcement comes directly after the NIE report, which reveals that Iran most likely ceased all nuclear weapons programs in 2003, in direct contradiction to what the administration kept promoting, that Iran is on the verge of actually producing nuclear bombs.
Right.
He proposes next that we might just be seeing the first assaults on the administration's war bunker mentality from inside and their war machine. General Hayden might just be opening the CIA archives to public scrutiny for a reason, and the NIE report tells us that we have been and are being duped.
Right.
I thought that was, you know, pulling together these two news stories, I think that was a pretty astute observation by St. Udio. And before we move on, I just want to get your, if you have any comments on this this thread and this topic.
You know, I mean, it's like anything, Bill, that I've seen since I've been a member at AboveTopSecret.com, which dates back to summer of 2006. But, you know, the thing I love about our membership, Bill, and I mean, we've talked about this before off air personally and whatever, is that they get a hold of something. They're like one of those dogs that you see that have this bone that's about 3 feet wide. And they try to pull that bone through a picket fence where the gap is only 7 inches, and they keep pulling and pulling and pulling, and they're never going to give up. And the thing I love about our members, and St. Udio is a perfect example, this guy, Johnny and I have talked, quoted him several times on many shows as we're coming up to our half-century mark of shows and broadcasts. This guy is really sharp, but he only represents one of literally thousands of ATS members that, boy, when they see something, they don't just sit there and just take it for granted. They do their homework. And that's really the only observation I have about this thing.
Yes, definitely. So that comment by St. Udio is what that brilliant segue is into the lobbed up topic for general discussion. And that is the news and that's been out there and the thread titled, U.S. Says Iran Ended Atomic Arms Work.
Right.
And just the brief snippet from that news story in the thread is, a new assessment by American intelligence agencies concluded that Iran halted its nuclear weapons program in 2003 and that the program remains on hold, contradicting a previous intelligence report. The assessment, a national intelligence estimate that represents the consensus view of all 16 American spy agencies, states that Tehran's ultimate intentions about gaining a nuclear weapon remain unclear, and that Iran's decisions are guided by a cost-benefit approach rather than a push, rather than a rush, rather, to weapons irrespective of the political, economic, and military costs. So Bush was wrong about Ahmadinejad.
Right.
Right.
So first, before I jump in, I'd like to hear what you guys have to say on this particular news item and thread.
Johnny, go first, please.
Okay. Well, I was kind of interested in what the response was by the White House. The White House, who is it, Stephen Hadley, I think, which is Bush's national security advisor, was talking about, of course, the national intelligence estimate on what Iran's nuclear weapons program was all about. And they said that despite what was reported, the bottom line was that the strategy was to succeed, the international community has to turn up the pressure on Iran with diplomatic isolation and more sanctions by the UN and put pressure on them, pressure, 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 then see if Iran wants to possibly negotiate a solution to it. It just cracks me up that regardless of what comes out in the report, we're moving forward.
Yeah, you gotta love those positive attitudes by the Politico mentality of Washington. Yeah. Bill, let me ask you a question on this, and Johnny, feel free to jump in and give your opinion about this also. You know, I mean, we talk forever. I mean, we being citizens of the United States of America talk forever about all the different scenarios and possibilities that could or could not happen, you know, with Iran having some kind of nuclear or atomic capabilities. Now, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's me, but I mean, if they did ever have one, I mean, we've got enough, you know, stuff stockpiled somewhere around the world that, you know, it's not even going to come close to anything that we do. Now, granted, in my apologies to our Iranian fans of the ATS Mix show, but I mean, come on, you know, I mean, it's like the suburb of New Jersey taking on the entire country of, let's say, the USSR. I mean, I think they're a little bit outnumbered here. So, I mean, does anybody other than just this political positioning, Bill, does anybody really give a rat's ass one way or the other than the fact that it makes everybody look like they're doing something in Washington?
It's almost a rhetorical question at this point.
Yeah.
My jaw is wagging over this, and I have, other than to maintain the engines of war and the profits that result from that, I see no reason to be doing what has been done.
John,
the only thing I can see.
You know, I keep thinking back. You know, we talked to, it may have been in last week's Skeptic Overview show where we talked about Venezuela and the things that were going on there, and the CIA had that project about creating unrest and getting the country all up in arms and stuff. And we talked about briefly that could it also be because of oil? You mentioned, Bill, that I believe 11% of our oil comes from Venezuela. And I started thinking about this. I was wondering if the whole deal that's been going on and all these little scenarios, not that this is a little scenario, but scenarios nonetheless that happen over there might be because of the black crude in the background. I keep thinking about of a movie that was back in, like, I think it was 1975, that starred Robert Redford, Faye Dunaway, and Cliff Robertson. It was called 3 Days of the Condor. And Robert Redford was, although he was a CIA agent, he wasn't your normal agent. He worked, he was like a librarian almost, that just read books. That's all he did, read books. And he came across this little thing that he thought sounded kind of different, and he proposed a paper about it, which was that the future wars were all going to be fought over oil, but it was going to be by causing unrest in all these other little different areas. And I remember that one of the key things at the end of the movie was Cliff Robertson, who was the head of the CIA and of a secret black ops section, actually, the CIA. He was trying to explain to Redford's character that wars like this were going to be necessary because people wouldn't care where that oil was coming from, that they only cared whether or not they were going to have fuel for the trucking industry to bring them their food or to have fuel to heat their homes and not have to pay exuberant prices for those oil products to drive their cars. So I don't know. I think, Yeah, I think that, you know, 1975 was when that movie came out, and I that has always been in the back of my mind. Anytime I see or read any of these little scenarios, I keep thinking, I wonder if oil is underlined in any of this. So,
well, you know, I mean, John, and I mean to carry that just a little step further, and Bill, please come in and jump in and give us your comments too. But, I mean, when you really get right down to it, you can sit there and say that about every single involvement that the United States government has been involved in after Vietnam, because their agenda, there was no oil in Vietnam, so I mean they had a different agenda. But I mean, you know, everything, it seems, after that, there's always been this secret agenda that the black gold has been one of the catalysts for it.
Yeah, indeed, and that's typically the underlying theme under a lot of conspiracy theories that talk about the all of the conflicts this century. And I've seen some information from our good friend Jim Mars, who's writing the ATS book, that fascination with either oil or you know the technology that surrounds it, going back even into the wars of the 1800s, where he's connected a lot of dots and he's actually working on those theories. So yeah, it could conceivably go even further than that. But what my attention and response to this story was sort of pulled in a completely different direction. And I don't know if you've seen Keith Olbermann's response to this. He recently let loose, as he often does, with perhaps
daily
the most heated and pointed tirade directed at President Bush ever. And that's saying a lot, because he's had a lot of really intense ones. And he rightfully calls Bush a bald-faced liar.
And
lays out the progression of these particular lies over the past 2 years. And as Johnny said, Bush, you know, smugly carries on, somehow using this intelligence report as vindication in this new conservative bizarro world.
New and improved.
Right, but I think we're ending up getting what we've deserved. We have an administration running roughshod over us and the world because we're just too damn complacent to want accountability.
Right.
Yeah.
For me, this whole crazy mess started. This whole crazy train that we're on that seems to have no brakes is also connected with the one event that solidifies for me that there is some level of inside job associated with 9/11. And you'll see how I connect those two in a moment. When Bush went before the country and essentially told us not to worry, go shopping.
Right.
What?
Right.
And
go to the arenas, watch your football games.
He established a policy of lying to us and distracting to us. So we're now in our second presidential election since we've invaded two other countries. And what appears, and we appear to be in a perpetual state of war, and it's hardly mentioned by any of the candidates in either party in the current campaign. And this morning, in this time where we've had two incredibly damning headlines come out, what dominates the campaign trail news? Well, Oprah Winfrey is campaigning for Obama, and Chuck Clinton is having breakfast with her mom in Iowa.
Yeah.
I've only got three words left for this mess. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Ooh.
But, you know, I'm telling you, I tell you what really drives me nuts about all this crap is that all these people jump on the bandwagon and all go, yeah, let's do this, yeah. But you know, the bottom line is that until the American public gets off their butt and starts doing something and complaining and bitching and moaning about things, it's always going to be status quo. And that's the thing that drives me nuts about the political arena, you know, and I mean, we're fixing to launch and just put up a teaser on the new show that's going to be showcased. It's going to be a weekly show on the Above Politics area, but we have a 2008 election coming up, and it's going to be really, I think, get down to the wire between several candidates. And our new host is called Dr. Mo, and the show is going to be really a lot of fun. But, you know, Mo and I talked about in the teaser show, Bill, that there's so many different agendas here that everybody now that's coming in the political arena, you know, are sitting there jockeying themselves and being as far as even the Republicans, anti-Bush positions, you know, because they know that the American people have had their fill with all the BS and the lies that the administration has given us.
But then they're still not addressing it.
Yeah.
They're staying so far away from it that they won't even address it as in criticism. I'm aghast at what's going on, where it's not even, it's like stay off the topic of war, and let's talk about anything but the war. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we're ever going to find a resolution to it, but, you know, if there is going to be a resolution, I guarantee you, you're going to find it first here on the AboveTopSecret.com website and the Above Network LLC network. So I guess that wraps up another Skeptic Overview. Bill, you have any last-minute comments you want to make on your show?
This is your show. It's my segment of your show.
I know, but you know, CEO, I'm, you know, kind of, you know, trying to
he
be.
He just can't wait to get off so he can go get a pizza, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what your excuse was last week. I got a pizza waiting for me.
Well, hey, I mean, jeez. You don't know what pizza was. I mean, this is.
Oh, yeah. Kalababum. Anyway, you got anything else you want to say, boss?
I think that's just it. So, yeah, spend time on ATS, learn what's real, and deny ignorance, man.
Well, it sounds good to me. John, how about you? Any last-minute comments you want to make?
Don't forget, friends, that William Rodriguez will be our guest here coming up shortly, and you have a arena at the ATS Mix to go post your questions for him, and then Dave and I will ask those to Mr. Rodriguez.
Yeah, and as we've said in the post, folks, you know, please be sure and ask your questions, but please do what AboveTopSecret.com members are well known for, and that's being courteous and being intelligent in what your questions may be. So on behalf of the ATS Mix Show and the Above Network LLC, my name is Dave Rabbit.
I'm Johnny Anonymous.
I'm Bill.
Wait a minute, this isn't an Alcoholics Anonymous show. I always wanted to meet that guy. My name is Bill. Oh, you're the guy with the liquor cabinet keys. Yeah, baby. All right. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening to the ATS Mix.
ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com is over.
You've been listening to the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of ATS Mix, please contact Dave or Johnny at www.abovetopsecret.com. The views expressed on ATS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network LLC or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening. You may now reattach your tinfoil hat. We'll be right back.